v'elamish batim asher tasim lefneihem. Look, Rashi, kol makom shenemar eile pasul as harishonim. The eile mosif al harishonim. Ma harishonim misinai at elu misinai. Lama nismacha parshas dinin and parshas mizbeach. Lamar lucha shetasim sanhedrin etzel hamikdash. Or from achirim etzel mizbeach. So it's masha from Rashi, ma harishonim misinai at elu misinai. It's mashmo like a Rishmol. What does that mean? Like this. There's machlokas Rishmol and Bikiva. Bikiva hold kvalim upratos nemru b'sinai. Nishnu b'ohal moed nishdalshu b'arvas moa. Rishmol holds kvalos nemru b'sinai upratos b'ohal moed. So it's machlokas if the pratim were said at Sinai or not. So the fear Bikiva that all the kvalim upratos were nemru b'sinai. What's Rashi saying? Maharishonim misinai, af elu misinai. It's poshut. Everything was at Sinai. What's the special chiddush of parsha mishpatim? So it's mashma like a rishmo. Chayin diik or chayin b'divrei Rashi. What the ma'isa? It's a stira. Because in the beginning of parsha's bahar, Rashi's mifarish like a bikiva. Ma'in shmita etal har Sinai. Ma shmita nemru kolo sehu proto seha b'sinai af kol tarakula. B'Sinai, like Rabbi Akiva, that all the kolos protos were at Sinai. So the Or Chaim asks the Stira, Rishmol, and Rabbi Akiva. So the Mizrahi, Mitarit, it sounds like he's going, the whole thing is, Emes is like Rabbi Akiva, and he'll be Masber, the Rashi, by us. The Or Chaim says, the way Or Chaim spells it out, he could hold both like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmol, but we'll say it, Kipshuto. That really kulam nemru b'sinai. The chiddush nosaf in parshas mishpatim is that ma aseres hadibros was bekolos ubrokim and to kol yisroel. So too parshas mishpatim was mamish biachad with the aseres hadibros that was bekolos ubrokim kol yisroel mashenk and the rest of the Torah. Afopi that was kolam ufratos, but that wasn't with the whole maimed with the whole maimed came the aseres hadibros. Azoy zok mizrachi. Then he says, "Lefizeh." We understand that Rashi afterwards asks, "Lama nismacha parshas dinim parshas mizbeach?" So he's bothered by the smichos. First of all, why didn't Rashi start off with that smichos? Rashi first should have asked, "Lama nismacha parshas zu?" Furthermore, how do we know that this is maybe this is the makom haroila? Maybe this is where mishpatim belongs. Fiseder hadvarim. Why should he even ask lama nismacha? Smichos is only when it doesn't belong there. Like we spoke about last week, Legabe Rishma Yisro and Parshas Amalek. So Mizrahi says, so the Hakdamo was Vov Ve'ele Mosif Al Harishonim, to say that really, Lefidus Pshat, the Maharishonim B'Sinai means the Aseres Hadibros, so really it belongs by the Aseres Hadibros. So why is it written here? On that, Rashi asks, Lama Nismacha Parsha Khan. Once we have Vov Ve'ele Mosif Al Harishonim, now we can ask, Lama Nismacha Khan, why does it belong here? That's what the Mizrahi says. The Gur Aryeh is cholik for a couple of reasons. First of all, the Lashon shouldn't have been Ma Harishonim Misinai. It should have been Ma Haseres Adibros Misinai. If this Michos is going on the Haseres Adibros. Those of the Ode, what's Misinai? Should have said Ma Harishonim Bekolos Abrokim, Af Mishpatim Bekolos Abrokim. The Indian is not Misinai. The Indian is Kolos Abrokim. So Gur Aryeh is cholik.
What else would Harishonim be?
If not, we're close to Brooklyn, that's enough.
If not,
the rest of the Torah, whatever else is there.
No, Rishonim, is this part right after the Sers and Dibros, like Sassan Eti.
Everything after the Sers and Dibros, Ma Rishonim Misinai, I feel like Misinai.
That's the part
right. Then what's on Misbah?
Gorari doesn't say, I mean, he's not working that Chashman, see what his Chashman Islam and Nismacha, but Ma Rishonim Misinai, I feel like Misinai, anything before Parsha and Mishpatim, Lot Dafkin Sers and Dibros, maybe after the Sers and Dibros, like you said, maybe even before.
There's a piece right before that piece.
He's Los Hasanayti. Los
Hasanayti is going back on that. That's the
question. Right.
So you lost your room.
So, and then Lubush Ora, Lamaisa says, he goes to the Mizrahi so much so that he says, Koma Farishosam, meaning the Rashi, Koma Farishosam, Binyanacher, Enu Elotoa. So he likes the Mizrahi's shot. Lamaisa, Gabi, that's the Smichos, the first of Mishpatim to the Aseres Hadibros. Vav Mosif Al Rishonim. Maybe you can say that if the Inyan of Aseres Hadibros is, you know, both Ve'elam Mokom, Ve'elam Chavero, but you know, the word of Ve'elam Mishpatim, they have Ve'elam Chavero here, that it's all from Anochi Shemel Kecha. It's not that we should have our own Deos Chukim based on what Seichel says. The Smichus is what most of how we shown them, Lafuke from our own Das, that, oh, it's Mistaber. It's Mistaber, all these things of Gezel and Bor, everything. No, it's Tafka from, it's a Nichlal in Beil Machaviro, it's coming from Beil Machaviro, which is Pashat to us, but maybe that's what Rashi is being Magish, maybe that's the Medrash being Magish of Ve'ila that's being most of how we shown them, okay. That it's a Chilik of Beil Machaviro.
Who's saying this? Yeah, it's also Lashon is not Bissinai, Lashon is Misinai.
Going back to the other one?
Bring it right to your Pshat.
Ah, Marishon, what? Marishon Misinai? This is also Misinai, Bissinai.
Yeah, Bissinai means Adahai Sinai. Misinai means from Sinai.
I'm not saying that for
Makara Kedusha. I'm
not saying that for the Reim who's learning Bissinai. I'm just, some.
I think it's a Geshmak of Pshat in general. That's not it's a different look. Also, the whole one. It's not the whole thing is a palette because it's a hemshach. It's very much on Moshe, Kaysa Mar, and it's all one hemshach, even though there's a pay in between, but it's all one hemshach. It's Pashas, it's all one hemshach from Moshe. Moshe is speaking in Har Sinai, where else would it be taking place besides in Har Sinai?
In the Assessor's Libros, there's 172 words, Lashon Ekev. Baltram says Yaakov is Yud, Assessor's Libros, Ekev, 172 words. There's 146 words in the first luach, and there's 26 words on the second luach. 26 yud kei vav kei. In the Be'em L'Chaveiro ones, there's yud kei vav kei amount of words. Also, this idea of Be'em L'Chaveiro is coming from yud kei vav kei, and I heard shot that. So Lemaisa, this Mishnah Shkolna says that the two luchos are of equal size. So then the letters on the first luach are going to be much smaller, and the luach, the letters on the second luach are going to be much bigger. So that's Amar Rekiva. After the Chachamim is called Gadol b'Torah. After the Chachamim called Gadol, all the words are bigger to make the Luach should be full. Okay, there's that. Fine, right there. So, Pasuk Hey. Im Amar Yomar Ha'Evel Haftias Adoni Es Ishti Vespani Lo Itzei Chavshi. Sorry, Pasuk Vav. Higisho Adonu El Ha. Vigisho Rotza Adonu Vesa Azno B'Marzeiav Avadol Li Olam. Rotza Adonu Ves Azno. In the middle of Rashi brings the Medrash. Amar B'Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ma Ra'a Ozan Lihirasa Mikol Shari Varm Shebuguf. Why is there Ritzia on the Ozan? Amar B'Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ozan Zos Sheshama Al Har Sinai Lo Signov, the Holoch V'Ganov Tirtza. So he heard Lo Signov, the Sesh Dibro, so he went stall, so there's Ritzia. So the Kash is obvious. Lo Signov in the Sesh Dibros is Gnevas Nefashos. And the Parsha of Ritzia is for Gnevas Mammon. What's going on? So the Chnukas Torah has a Pshah here. Alpi, the Medrash says by Dabra Elokim, it's called Varma Ilalemor, like Besar Sadebros, Melamed, Shomar Kol Dibros Bidibor Echad, Mashi'i Efshar, Laozam Lishmoa, Lepelo Daber. Okay, and such Dibros, you couldn't hear it. In the mouth couldn't speak him all biyacha. Dover Acher, the Medrash says, Malamed, Shekol Dibor Vidibor, Amar Prote Had Pirte Advarm, Hashaychamli also a Dibor. Derech Mashal. Vidibor Lo Sirzach, it says, Malam Tnechavir Obarabim, by Lo Signov, it says also Gnevas Mammon, and Gnevas Nefashos. Now, it says, Lefizeh, we can understand Rashi. Rashi, they quote the Medrash. Ozen Sheshama Al Harsinai Lo Signov. Ozen Sheshama, how could Ozen hear it? The first day in the Medrash, the first Pshat in the Medrash was, Amar called Dibros Bidibur Echa Mashi Yashal Shmoa. So if the Ozan heard it, Bal Korchach, he can't say the first Pshat in the Medrash. As Ozan Sheshama, he can't say the first Pshat in the Medrash. Bal Korchach, the emesthetic Pshat in the Pasuk is like the second Pshat that says Kol Pirtei Ad, that each Dibra, they heard Kol, it was Amar Kol Pirtei Advarim Hashachem. So then in the Pasuk of Lo Signal, even though it's referring to Gnevas Nefashos, but Lamaisa, since there's the Pirut Hadvarim in each Dibur, so Gnevas Mammon was said with it also, so that's Ozen Sheshama. He also heard Gnevas Mammon, and he went ahead and stole Lachain Tirtza. That's Ozen Sheshama. That's the Raya that Gnevas Mammon is Bechlal Gnevas Nefashos. Pasuk Chavdalad, have Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, Vachule. Rashi brings the Gemara. Sima ein chavero nosen lo de meyeno. Chazal darshu lo. It's not until it's ever mamish, but it's referring to kesef, to mamon. So the mufarshim of daik, what's ayin tachas ayin, which is ayin be'ad ayin, or ayin bimkom ayin. What's the lashon of tachas? Also, how did Chazal see from this pasuk that there's a chiyuv mamon? How do you know it's not until it's ever mamish? So there's a very look that if you're misamit. Ayin shel chavero, the onish is tachas ayin. What's tachas ayin? It means the usios tachas ayin. After ayin is pei, after yud is chof, after nun is samach. Pei chof samach, that's kesef. Ayin tachas ayin, pei, that's the right, that's mamadis. Okay. And later on in the parsha, and Chaf Gimel Beis is Acharei Rabim Mahatos. We'll see Acharei Rabim Laros, Los Anna Rivlin, it's Acharei Rabim Mahatos. So a little bit, this, you know, can't figure out all about Rove here so much. Rove, but maybe one idea they talk about with Rove, actually specifically regarding Bittul Berov. Rashi says Bittul Berov was also Chabit Trei Boto was also learned out from Acharei Rabim Lahatos. So there's a shaila. Only Yontov has a tshuva in Simen Dalin of a tzitzis with the chutin shenitvu shalolishma that was nisarev Berov tzitzios that were nitvu lishma. Can you say Bittul that the chutin that were nitvu shalolishma should be should is bottled to the tzitzis that were lishma, and all the tzitzis are okay. That's the shiloh there.
What
is jitzvah? What?
Spun.
Spun. Yeah, tvia. Or woven?
Spun.
Okay. Thank you. The whole process needs to be lishma. So he makes, so the only yantip says a yisod, that it's not, you don't say bittul. It's not good enough. Because that which we say bittul berov, it only helps for Dvar Isser, that was the Sarev, but Dvar Heter, so through the Bittul, Nisplal like the Shem Isser, and the Melut, it's Heter. But on something which is possible because it's Mechusser, a Maisa of Hechsher. And he says, for example, Matzah Shenefis, that there was a Fia Shalol Lishma, and that was Nisarev with other Matzos that were Lishma. Are you going to say Bittul there, that all the Matzos are good, that it was all, the Fia was Lishma, are they Bittul? He says, definitely not. It's not good. Bittul can't work to give it a din lishma. Bittul can't give it the maila of the din hamevatel. Bittul only takes away yisurim; it can't give it the maila of the mevatel. Only Yontav and Simen Dal. Siv is cholik. The Siv says that the Siv Meishav Dover says that matzah. Same case. Matzah nefesh lo lishma. Sorry, the other ones that were lishma, the bittul is taka bottle, and it's good. It is moil, bittul even worse, they give it a din of lishma. They also have a shayla by in Sefer Torah, that one of the shemos was written shalol lishma, you don't know which shame was shalol lishma. So could you say bittul to the other, to bottle with the other shemos, which definitely were lishma, and to give this one a shame lishma? Also, that's also totally lechora in the shayla. It's a bit of a difficult raya, shakavatari in the achronim, but I think it's interesting. Is in Bomesia Bavavim Beis, I have to try to say this over well, Bomesia Bavavim Beis, so the Suga Tafu Kohen. Kofos Echad Min Haminuyim, Kulam Ptur, Meiser Behema, no, they're over Tachas Hashavit, and one jumped back into the Enu Minuyim, so Kulam Ptur. Rektosus Akasha, the Livtul Beruba. Why don't you say that they're all chayav? Because it's bottle, the one that was already, there's already over tachas hashevet, so he's back in, he should be bottle to the ones that weren't over tachas hashevet yet, and they should all be chayav. How can it be kulam p'turim? That's Tosfos Hema, there's the famous Tosfos Harosh, that Rov doesn't give the din vade, siri vade am rachmanav, lo siri suffix, so even Rov won't help for vade. But Tosfos asked the kasha of a liftol beruva. So, for the achronim, and some takas say this is a terrorist Tosfos Akasha, what's Tosfos bothered by? Bishlomo, Bittul can work to say that this behemo, which was Monoi, is now, doesn't have a din of, it's not Monoi anymore. It's not Potter from Maisa behemo. It's not Avar Tachas Hashevet. But how can Bittul work to put it, that now that it's Nisarev with the Enu Menuyim, it should give it the Milo of the Enu Menuyim to require it to be Chayev again, in Meiser Behema. Lechora from Tosfos' Kasha, you see, not like the only Yontov, that Bittul works even to give it a Mila of the Mevatel, which the Mevatel had that Mila, that they're now Chayev in Meiser, Ke'en the Lishmo, we were saying before, they're Chayev in Meiser. How can Bittul work? The fact Tosfos asked the Kasha is a Raya not like only Yontuf, and those that answer that Haguf is a Teres Tosas is Kasha, that there's no, it's not liftal Aruba. The reason Kulam Peturim is because Bittul can't work like that. But there are Achronim that answer that really Tosas is Kasha is not a stira to the Yisod of only Yontuf, because there's two ways to say over Tosas is Kasha of the liftal Aruba. We were understanding that liftal Aruba means that the Monoi should be in this Arif with the Enu Menuyim and become like have the same din of the Enu Menuyim. He's one of those, and now that requires Nuchi of Meiser. That would be not like the Oneg Yom Tov. But you could look at it differently. Liftal Aruba is not saying that it goes back to be with those Enu Menuyim. Liftal Aruba, the Bittul, what it does is it says that he is no longer a Monoi. He's no longer a Monoi. Because he was Nisariv with the Enu Menuyim, he himself is no longer a Monoi. And Ayidei Zeh, don't look at it as he was Kfar Avar Tachas HaShevet. He goes back to the level that he himself was at before. He's Chozer Lehetero HaRishon, which he used to be, an Enu Monoi. And Mimele, he's Chozer Lechiyuvu HaRishon. Liftal Aruba is not the pshat that all of them be yachad, that the Enu Monoi gets is like one of the other behemoths, that the Monoi is like one of the other behemoths, which is Enu Monoi. He doesn't become one of them. Avada, he doesn't get the mila of the Enu Menuyim to require him to be Chayv Meister, to be Chayv Meister like the other behemoths. The pshat is that he's batal to the other ones, Mimela. That, what does it mean that we're Meiser, the Monoi Shabbat, what does it mean? We take that bit of worse to take away his din Monoi. It's not the pshat that he goes and becomes, gets the Mila of the, that he gets the Mila of the Enu Menuyim. The pshat is that we make a Ke'ilu, he never was over Tachas HaShevet. So even though he stands in his own class, but Lemaisa, he's Chozer L'Chiyuvu HaRishon because Bittul makes it that we took away that din of Manoi. He's now an Enu Manoi, and he himself now is chayev like Mitchila. So it's not a stira to the Oneg Yom Tov. It's not the pshat that he's nisarev with the other behemoths, and he gets a din like the other behemoths. That would be against Oneg Yom Tov, that he gets the mila of the other behemoths, that he gets that mila of Lishma, gets that mila of that is a chiyuv. Rather gets mila of the chiyuv. The way Bittul works is Bittul says he's no longer a Monoi. What does it mean he's no longer a Monoi? We make it as if he wasn't over Tachas HaShevet. He wasn't over Tachas HaShevet. What's his din? The Mela. He's Chayev like he was Bitchila. Not because he's Nisariv with the other behemoths, he gets a din of the other behemoths. He goes back to his Chiyuv HaRishon. That's how Bittul works. Not that he becomes like one of the other behemoths, Mamish, that he's with them. He's his own entity. Gabi, this aspect. He can't get the Mela of the Chiyuv. The way he got the chiyuv now is, those is meant to ask, the way he got his chiyuv now is Mimela he got the chiyuv now, because there was a bittul on his Mono Yishabo, so he goes back to his Terah HaRishon. That's the Shach V'Tari. Had a Ritos, was Bitoli, and if you say the only got the Svara or not.
And in Pasuk, Gites. Lo savash al gadiba chalev imo. So also a yam, a couple of fatim in lo savash al gadiba chalev imo.
Rashi brings the Gemara Chulin echal isra achila echal isra hana echal isra bishul. Okay, the drasha is not muskam. If isra hana comes from there, isra achila comes from there. This is Rabbi Shmuel's drasha that Rashi quotes. That everyone knows echal isra achila echal isra hana echal isra bishul. It's difficult to understand because first of all, the pasuk says all three times lashon bishul. And we're darshaning it for Achila and Hana. Unklis, all three times, says Lo Seichlon. Which is very interesting. Unklis is Mefarish Pashup Shan. Pasuk, he says Lo Seichlon. Also, why is the drush, in the drush, why is Achila and Hana before Bishol? So, Echad Eser Achila, Echad Eser Hana, Echad Eser Bishol. If Bishol is the most Pashup, why does it say Achila and Hana first? True, we find Midrasha Chavivala. You put the one that comes from Drasha, sometimes you're mocked in. You find the beginning of Vivamos. Maybe that's the pshat. I heard a teretz once that we find Kol Torah Kula Yisurei Achila the Yisurei Hana. Bishul is Nischalish Khan Isur Bishul. So that's why I took the more pasha one of Isur Achila first, because Bishul is more pasha in general, and Bishul is the Chiddush here. The Ma'aseh, obviously it's not pasha. There's other times you find Isur Bishul, Korban Pesach, it's a bishul. Hilchos Shabbos is a bishul. Maybe the pshat is rov pa'amim in Torah is iser achila iser hana. Like all the examples I'm sachem chavbeis iser achila iser hana. But bishul is a chiddush. Bishul is more of a chiddush. That's why I put achila hana first. Not pasha. The pri chadash in the beginning of Siman Pei Zion, he brings unklis and he's bothered by unklis. He leaves the tzarech in. But when he's trying to master unklis, he says, that unklis says lo seichlo. Every time he says it's mashmer that you're only over bishul if you eat it. There's no it's a bishul with the atzma, only over bishul if you eat it. He says tzarech in, if you can say that. The emes, it's meforsim, even a bigger chiddush in the case of Mishnah. The case of Mishnah learns that lo sevashel is a getter de araisa to achila. The only reason Torah said lo sevashel that you shouldn't come shelo yavo lechol. Getter the Araisa. In fact, Rav Yosef Engel, say for Aswan the Araisa, has a whole lengthy discussion about different times you find Getter the Araisa in the Torah. Many different examples. I'm getting up Psachim with Bal Yeroa, but this would be the Elmer if he brings the case of Mishnah. This is an example for Getter the Araisa. The Bishul shouldn't come to Achila. It's even a bigger Chiddush than. We're saying from what the Prichosh is saying in Unklis. He's saying that Prichosh is saying in Unklis, you're only over Bishul if you eat it. But here he's saying the only reason Bishul Betzim is not Asher Mitzah Atmo, it's just Shelo Yavo Lechol. But either way, maybe that would help for Unklis. He quotes Lo Seichlon because Echila is the Iker. Even though it's definitely difficult to understand the case of Mishnah of that Bishul is a getter, they shouldn't come to eat it. The Maaseh, the Gemara always says, Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Achila is only Asur, but Derech Bishul. It's mashma that Bishul is the Koveya, not that Bishul is you shouldn't come to eat it. Achila is Asur if Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Bishul, for him, is a getter, you shouldn't come to Achila. What's Derech Bishul Asur Torah? Prichodesh also explains, so, I mean, it's like, there's it's not a Srichusa, but you need both. You need both Bishul and Achila. In other words, the Pasuk used the Lashon of Bishul, that you're only over Bishul if you, I'm sorry, that you're only over Achila, if you are mevashel, and Targum said achila because it's only also bishul if you eat it. It's like you need both. That's lo seichlon and that's lo seichlon unklus. The Rambam in Perek Tes and Chos Machos Asura Salach Beis says lo shosuk hakosuv milesor haachila el mibnei sheaser habishul kilomar afilu bishulo aser ve'ein sarach lomar achiloso. There's a medrash that quotes three examples of shasak hakasuv, and what that means is it's like a kavachomer, more than kavachomer deraisa, it's a kavachomer in the pasuk itself. Lo sevashel, the Torah didn't say achila, not because achila is a bigger chiddush. Adrav, achila is more pashut. It's kilu zu vein sarach lomer zu achila vein sarach lomer bishul afilu bishulo. That's why the Torah didn't say achila, but shasak hakasuv and said bishul because bishul is the bigger chiddush. It's not like the Man Amar that says Echel Isra Achila, Echel Isra No, Echel Isra Bishul, because then it sounds like they're all coming from the three different Pesukim. The Rambam, Achila doesn't need a Pesuk. It's Bechlal. It's invisible in the Pesuk. And in fact, Lech Mishnah there asked, Rambam went with the Medrash and left off and didn't go with the Gemara. But Lemaisa, with this Rambam, the Achila is there. You have to know, maybe it'll help for the Kashas we asked. The Unklis says Lo Seichlun. Maybe he's coming off of the Rambam, they're saying that, you know, hidden in the Pshat is Isra Achila. Maybe it also will help with, even the Rambam's not working with that drush of Echa Isra Achila, Echa Isra No, Echa Isra Bishul, but maybe Achila is more Pasha, Lefidus Pshat also. That's why we took Achila first and then Bishul later, because Achila is already more Pasha. Also, okay, in Yelos Vashik Tibachlev Imo, there's a Midrash, also this is from the Chanukah Satorah. Bishah Shomar Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lo Sevashel Gadiba Chalev Imo Amar Moshe Ribono Shalom Tainly Rishus Leikosev Basar V'Lo Gadi Shelo Yetu Haminim. Let me write Basar and not Gadi. If I write Gadi, the Minim are going to think only Gadi is Asar, and Basar outside of Gadi, other behemoths is an Asar. Amar Leikosh Baruch Hu Ksov Lachok Moshe Amarti. Write like the way I told you. Ki Api Advarim Ha'Ela Karati Bris Itcha Ves Yisrael. Through these words, I made the bris with Israel. And what is Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer to Moshe Beno? Moshe Beno said, let me not write Gedi, that the Minim shouldn't think it's only Gedi. Kodesh Baruch Hu said back, right the way I said, Ki apiyad farmele karati tchobris. What's Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer back? So he brings another Medrash,
Yidua that by Matan Torah, Malachim made the Taina, don't give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu said back, but you ate Basar B'cholov by Avram Avinu. Of course, Shiloh, what happened there? But Pshuto Kamashmo, if it is Medrash, if the Malachim ate Basar B'cholov by Avram Avinu, so they lost the Zechus of Torah for that. So he says now, according to the Das Haminim, that the Moshe's Cheshman of the Toast of the Minim, the Davka Gedi Osra Torah, so lefi that, the Malachim did not weren't chote bechlal, because it says by the Malachim, v'ika chem of the chalav ben abakar, it's not giddy. So then, the Malachim didn't make a mistake. So now we understand the Kosh Baruch Hu's tshuva back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Definitely, you could write giddy, and don't be worried that the minim will make a mistake and think that davka giddy v'lo basar. That is no problem. The api hadvarim ha'ele basar b'cholov karati is chabris. The bris, Torah, is Choves Yisrael. I gave you and Yisrael the Torah, api hadvar me'ele, through Basar B'cholov, through the toast of the Malachim, that they ate Basar B'cholov by Avram Avinu, and that's why I gave the Torah to you and not to the Malachim, because they ate Basar B'cholov by Avram Avinu, and there it wasn't Gedi. So the meaning definitely will not make a mistake to think it's Davka Gedi and not Basar, because if so, then they'll hold that we don't have the Torah Bechla, which is impossible. They hold that we definitely got the Torah through the Malachim, through this Medrash. It means the Minim held to this Medrash, you know, that the Malachim made the mistake by Avram Avinu, that they ate Basar. But once he appeared to Ramele, Kratis Chobris, they definitely won't make the mistake of Gedi v'lo Basar, because you see from the Medrash that Basar, that Basar is definitely Bechal the Isser. He appeared to Ramele, Kratis Chobris.
What could you tell me that it should say Basar not Gedi? Because Torah of Basar and
Nakedi,
which they did not do.
We're not coming to say why it doesn't say Basar. We're saying that you shouldn't make a. Don't be worried about that the Minim would make a toast through Gedi.
Oh, because they were different.
You know the Pshat and the Medrash.
No.
We Darsh and the Tarish of Alpez.
Yeah.
That pasuk, the Alpiador Meila.
Right.
That's the makar that Torah is only that Torah Shabbat has to be Valpeh.
No.
From that pasuk, Kiyal Piyad Var Meilas.
No.
So Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem, I want to write it down. Hashem is telling him, no, this is something I want to Torah only for Torah Shabbat Peh. Kiyal Piyad Var Meilas.
Like a diva would in Basra. Right. I heard Pshat Simut that also.
That's the pasuk Pshat of the Medrash.
Yeah, I heard Pshat Simut that also. Like I mean, the other Shabbat we were talking before about why it says Lashon Bishal, not Lashon Achila. That here Dafka says Lo Savashel, even though Chilas Bechlal, because Piyad Bar Melech Ratiz Chabris, which is the Smichus, not the Smichus here, but Smichus. But one the other time it says Lo Savashel Dichlevi. What the Smichus is, it says Lo Savashel. Don't worry, we also know who did Achila. Piyad Bar Melech. It's also Torah Shabbat Peh. Say that also. In Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Hey, V'yavadatem es Hashem Elokeichem Uverach es Lachmecho Ves Meimecho Ve'Asirosi Machlo Mikarbecho. You'll serve Hashem, and you'll get lechem, mayim, and you won't have machlam mikir becha. L'chor etzakasha, why does the pasuk put mizonos first, erach es lechmecha, and afterwards, bria saguf of asirosi machlam mikir becha? L'chor, most people, choviv gufo, yosir mimamono, so you should be asirosi machlam mikir becha, is more choshev than the mamonos. You should have said lehefech, I should have said asirosi machlam mikir becha, afterwards, erach es lechmecha. True, you find yesh that chaviv gufo yosem chaviv mamono yosem gufo, but al pi rov is chaviv gufo yosem mimamono. So why is the pasuk makta mizonos before gufo? So there's a pshat that the gemara in Tainus, we made Shmuel bar Nachmeni, there was kafnu mosna dever and rav, and the gemara holds today that you can't be misbal on two things biyachad. So gemara asks, which one should we? Hechi Navid, which one should we? It's interesting, Lashon Navid, same as Vavadatem here. But Hechi Navid, which one should we ask for? So Amalei, so Rishon Bar Nachmeni said back, Niboy Rachmi Akafna, ask for the Rav to go away. Lashon Gemara is the Chiyohiv Rachmana Sova Lachay Hudiyoy. When Kosh Baruch Hu gives Sviya, he gives it to Chaya, meaning Mimela, there won't be a problem of Dever. Otherwise, he wouldn't give you. For the famine to go away, he won't make you hungry unless you are alive anyways. What's the raya? He's mazbia l'chol chai rotzen. So you can say it's merumas in this pasuk here also. If you do avodah, if you do your your hashdalus, your tefillah, uvera cheslachmecha. You won't have a problem of rav, you'll have your lechem. Vasiros machal mikrabecha. Umi mele, you won't have machal mikrabecha. It's not the pshat, via vadatim shal shem akechem is going both on uvera cheslachmecha, vesemecha, vasiros machal mikrabecha. It's not going on all of them. The avoda is on, you should be mispalo for lechem, you should be mispalo for machal mikrabecha. No. Via vadatim shal akechem, uvera cheslachmecha, vesemecha. Asnachta. You should ask for sova. Who does he give a sova to? Mimela, it's lechayi who the yohi. He gives it to people who are going to stay alive. Mimela, asrosu machal mikrabecha. Mimela, you won't have machal mikrabecha. In Shmona Esrei, we first have Rifa'enu and then Berkas Hashanah. So, of course, you could ask Lufi the Gemara that there's always your makdim inyan of mizonos before dever, before a goof. So we should have had Berkas Hashanah before Rifa'enu, because Ayadei taking care of Berkas Hashanah, Mimela, there won't be a problem with Refuah. Why is it stated in Tvar Mishmon Esrei? First Rifa'enu and then Berkas Hashanah. So it's upshot that the Tur in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, so when he brings the Seder of Shmon Esrei, first, he quotes the Gemara Megillah on why Rifa'enu is where it is. Ma ro loma refuah bishminis, umrevchi mitoch shenitna mila bishmini. Okay, it's the eighth bracha because mila was given bishmini, and the mitzricha refuah kavua bishminis. So you need refuah on the eighth day, so that's why it's the eighth bracha. But that's the Gemara. The Torah is mostly for another pshat. It's medivrei atzmo. The gam kdei lomer geula bishviz. The Gemara says there geula needs to be davka bishviz, because Mashiach will come in the Shana Shviz of the cycle of Shemitah. So that's why Gula needs to be Bishviz. Even though Zeroid put Refuah Achar Aslicha, not Refuah Achar Gula, Refuah should have been Achar Aslicha. But since they were Koveya, Gula Bishviz, so they pushed off Refuah, that Refuah should be not only after Slicha, but Refuah should be even after Gula, Davka, that Gula should be Bishviz. So the Bach there is Bala Mihrich Lafarish Tamasheni. The Gemara says the first one, that Rifa'enu belongs where it is because Mila nit the Bishminis. Why did the Torah say his own new pshat that it's Bishminis? Because it follows the Shaviz of Geula, and Geula needed to be there. So the Bach Taka says the Torah was bothered by something. It was Royal Lahakdin Berkas Hashanah before Rifa'enu. Like we asked, Mizonos comes first and then Bria Saguf. Because, and he brings this Gemara that the Chiyav Rachman al-Sova, Chiyav Rachman al-Sova, l'chayhu d'yoyiv. So that tam wouldn't be at the tam of Mila Nitna Bishminis. So the Torah had to come on with a second reason that Gula has to be Bishminis, so you push off Rifa'enu to Shminis. His lesson is there. The Hashad Achinim le'laho chad taimo, din boi rach me'a kafno, bekame hani trey taimo, v'gdim refu le'berkas Hashanah. Hagufa, because the Torah said, this is upshot on the Torah. The Torah had to say there's two reasons and why Rifa'enu is the Bracha Hashminis, because if not for that, it would have been before Berkas Hashanim because of this Kasha. Sorry, Rifa'enu would have been after Berkas Hashanim because of this Kasha of Chiyav Rachman Sova L'chai Hu D'Yohiv, so belongs after Berkas Hashanim. Towards the end of the Parsha, in Perich of Dalin, Pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Vayikach Moshe chatzi hadam vayosam ba'aganos v'chatzi hadam zork al hamizbeach. Rashi brings ba'aganos umikan lomdu rabosenu shenichnasu avosenu lebris milo v'tfila v'haza astamim she'en haza b'lo tfila. From here we see that all of us were nichnas lebris milo tfila za astamim from this pasuk. However, the Gemara increases Daf Tes where he's quoting from. The Gemara there says, "Ma avosecham lo nechnesu lebris el mila v'tfila v'azal stamim." Avosenu had bris tfila and hazal stamim. That's what you need for gevurah. The Gemara says there. Where do you see this? Bishlam mila dechtiv. It says by Yeshua, "Kimulim hayu kol ha'am hayotzim." The whole am did mila as they were leaving. Rashi there says, "What does it mean hayotzim?" Bishasi tiyason malu. When they left Mitzrayim, they did mila. On this same Gemara of Nichnasu Avosenu Bris Mila Tefila Zal Stamim, which Gemara is bringing from, which Gemara, that's the Gemara Rashi is quoting, the Gemara there says that the Mila was Bishas Yitzia Mimitzrayim. El tefila minolum, where tefila come from, the Gemara says, Veikach Moshe chatzi adam, quotes our pasuk. And then, ein hazah below tefila, so that's the raya. From here there is hazah, the hazah has to be with tefila. So, lechor, you have to say, Rashi's lav davka. You have to say Rashi's lav davka when he says, Kish nechnesu, I was saying the bris mila. The bris mila was really referring to Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. This pasuk over here in our parsha is referring to tefila hazah stam, and that's the sugya. Lechor, it's muchach, kacha, because it's Gemara in Yevamah stuff, ayin beis. It says, "Kol osam arboim shana b'midbar lo molu." All 40 years in the midbar, they didn't do milah. The Gemara gives 3 reasons. Did they not do it because of choshu di orcha, weakness from the derech? They couldn't do milah, or meaning it would be pain after they did milah, they would be b'sakana, and they couldn't go weiter. Or second reason, second and third is lo nosha ruach tzvonis, because you need ruach tzvonis, pashas to. It's mavri from the milah, and it makes it that there should be chamas or rachas, which is important for the milah. So they didn't have ruach tzvonis. Why didn't have ruach tzvonis? The Gemara says 2 reasons: either bishum shel nivur anani, that if there be ruach tzvonis, it would push away the anani hakavod, so we can't have ruach tzvonis for that. So you're stuck with anani hakavod. So then there's no chamas. There's no chamas. So you can't do milah. Or they didn't have ruach tzvonis. They weren't zochah to it because they were nizufin. What does it mean they were nizufin? Rashi says they're nizufin because of the eagle, so they lost the supposed ruach tzvonis. Hosef says because of the meraglim, they lost the ruach tzvonis. So there's 3 reasons we have why they do milah in the midbar. Either choshul de orcha, nani akavod, no ruach tzvonis because the nani akavod shouldn't go away, or no ruach tzvonis because they're nizufin. So lechora, how could Rashi here say milah bal korcha? The pshat is here to bring the hazah and tefila. And like Rashi says in Chareisus, that Kishayotim in the Mitzrayim was in the Mila, but in the Midbar they didn't do Mila. That's what we have so far. Chutz from the Pshat of Nezufim, then you could say they did Mila now. Nezufim because either Egel or Raglan, which didn't happen yet. So then maybe they did Mila now. But with the other Pshatim, you can't say they did Mila now. Tosus there says, from the Gemara that we just read, it's Mashba, they didn't do Mila in Midbar. He brings Pirkei Rabbelezer, the hell that they did milah throughout the midbar. The Rashba there says, "Lamanda amar nizufin hayu." They talk kamuvan. They did milah beforehand already by Matan Torah. They did everyone did milah. Mashen can according to other deos, he says takam machlokas. The other deos, the choshu to orcha and shlo nivor nani akavod. They didn't do milah all arba'im shana. And as dafin kashiyotim in Mitzrayim, as takam machlokas, as nafkamin in the deos, if they did milah until shas nizifa or shelo bichlal. The Ritva there says Lukuleyama, they did Mila until the second year in the Midbar, according to all the Deyas, which we understand Lufi the Manamar Nizufin Hayu, but according to the Manamar Nani Kavan, Choshe de Orcha, we don't understand why he says they did Mila until Shana Shniya in Midbar. And in the Horus there, Rav Yaffe brings from the Radal that asks and says Pshatim and where the Ritva got this from, that there's no issue of Choshe de Orcha until Shana Shniya. The Lashon Ritva there is Kishakibul Yisrael lo hayal behem oril. There is no arilam. Ad shana shniya. Lufi the Rashba, tell you in the days in the Gemara, if there wasn't oril by Matan Torah or not. And he asked, Adik Mar says, kol osan arboim shana. They didn't do mila. Ritva says, lav davka arboim shana. It's really the last 38 years. Rashi al Torah's lashon also is lamed ches shana. The Rashba and the Ritva, they bring midrashim that they did mila by Matan Torah. Fidibritva, it's good. The Rashba says that day in the Medrash holds like the day of Nezuf and Hayu, that they were able to do Mila before Matan Torah, or until Nezifa. The Ritva brings a Medrash that they did Mila throughout the Midbar, like the Pirkei Rabbelezer, and he says also that Medrash is cholik on our Gemara, that says they didn't do Mila. So we have Komine Deos, if they didn't do it, Kolar Boim Shana, 38 years, they did throughout the Midbar. We know that they only brought the Pesach b'shana shniya. To Shiloh, what the plan that is? Tosos and Kiddushin, Lamizayin Tosos and Vamos, and in the Sugya talks about what does it mean that they were makir the Pesach b'shana shniya. Tosos says only one of them was kedin. They really brought all arboim shana, but they were shalok kedin because they were arelim, or maybe it was apia dibor that they brought it. Some say they're only chayav kisha nichnasu l'art Yisrael. Some say they're patrika, they didn't have karka. According to Ritva, the issue of arelim wasn't an issue. The taka weren't arelim until shana shniya, so they brought that first year and then they were off. According to the Rashba, you have to say is apia dibor.
Sifri says that which they brought up Piyadibor, it was called Gnus. It's Gnusim Shal Yisrael, Rashi brings. It was Gnusim Shal Yisrael, they only brought that year. What's the Gnus? They were Anusim because of Chosha D'Orcha. What's Pshat and the Sifri? If it was Nezufim, so that's Gnus. That they were over on the Eagle, they're over on Meraglim, so they lost the Chosha Ruach Tzvonis. That's the Gnus that they weren't able to make the Pesach because they were Arelim. That's the whole Cheshbon. If it was because of Chosha D'Orcha, they were Anusim, why does the Sifri call them Begnusim? Another cheshbon that this is telling is Rashi, Parshas Vasabracha, famously says that Levi did Mila through Sheva Levi did Mila Kol Arba'im Shalim B'Midbar. What's Pshat? Nanya Kavod and Choshed Orchel. If he does Pshatim, what's going on? They also had problem with Choshed Orchel, Nanya Kavod, Bishlam and the Zufim. How you? They weren't involved in the ego, but if you Rashi, but the other Pshatim, what's Pshat? The Levi to Mila. Oh, good. So there goes the answer. So. Even though there's chashash, ruach tzvonis, and choshes orcha, it's not going to be good. But lo bori hezeka, so it's not pasha that it's going to be hezeka. So that was an hagufa. That was the kedusha. That was the mile of Sheva Levi that they made this cheshbon. Lo bori hezeka, and they afapichim pushed and did mila, and that's pshat the sifri of begnusam shal yisrael kosim medaber that they didn't have this cheshbon to say lo bori hezeka like Sheva Levi. And that's the gnusam kosim medaber. They couldn't have been zocha in korban pesach had they taken the risk. Unlike Sheva Levi. Had they taken a risk? Like Sheva Levi. To understand the Rambam is difficult. Lashon the Rambam in Yisurei Bia, Perek Gimel, Bishlosha Dvarim Nichnasu Yisrael Libris Mila. Libris. Mila Tvila Korban. Halacha Beis, Mila Haisa B'Mitzrayim, V'chule, Mol Osam Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know if he means Moshe Rabbeinu and Mamash, the meal to everybody. Molotha Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekulam, Bitlu, Bris, Mila, B'Mitzrayim, Chutz, Mishavit, Levi. Yazen, Nemar, Bris, Chayin, Soru. Since B'Mitzrayim, there was the Inyan of Mila, but Kulam, Bitlu, except for Levi. What does Rambam mean when he says B'Mitzrayim? If he means when they left Mitzrayim, only Levi did it, not Klal Yisrael. That's the more increases we just said, that Kishayotzon, B'Mitzrayim, that's L'chor all Klal Yisrael did Mila. If it means the Mitzrayim Mamish, Levi did it, and not Klal Yisrael, then what happened afterwards? What happened, is that Mashmah that Levi didn't do it afterwards? Why is he talking about for the Mitzrayim? Did Levi not do a Klal Yisrael? Does he not hold like the Midrashim that Levi did it in all Mitzrayim? If no Pshat in the Rambam. It's interesting, the Rambam, but if Shetum Yashi have a Kasha, if he's that, Rambam Shita is on Shar Mitzvahs, there's no Rishus Limsa or Asma L'Misa. There's no midas chasidus by goy hamaanes to kill yourself, to let yourself be killed. You have to eat the chazer. You have to be mechallel Shabbos. That's shita Rambam. So the Beis Yitzchok asks, Shubas Beis Yitzchok asks on the Rambam, how does Sheva Levi do mila b'midbar? There was a sakana of chosha d'orcha, and there wasn't miruach tzvonis. There was a sakana. How does Sheva Levi Atmam lemisa, aide this mitzvah, l'shita sarambam, that you have to be over to save yourself. You have no rishus to do milas chasidus. Efshar, if the Rambam means when he says Sheva Levi did mila, if he's saying b'mitzrayim, and it's a diuk that they didn't do it in the midbar, efshar, if the Rambam's misha l'shita, so you have to know what happened with Sheva Levi there. Just to misakim the Indian. So we spoke about a few other times. Last week, Yisrael. For Yichad Yisrael, Rav learns Shehever Cher Chal Absaro Shemal V'Hisgayer. How did Yisrael do Mila? Chosu D'Orchos should be a problem. There's no Ruach Tzvonis. How is Yisrael able to do Mila? So, see the Cheshbon that we said in other times. So, we asked in Shitas HaRambam that Lachor Yisrael already did Mila. So, what's going on? The Marshal asked, what's going on with the Mila of Yisro now? So he said, either this is Priya, this is a Tavastan Bris. So, Efshel Lefizeh, that there's no issue of Choshen D'Orcha, or there's no Sakana Mamish, if it's only Priya, or a Tavastan Bris, maybe there'd be no issue of, Choshen D'Orcha for Priya. Lefi Rashi, that, or maybe even in the Rambam, depending on how you learn, it could be that that this is a new ma'aseh milah legamri. L'chora harchi kush l'duchta. What's pshat with Yisro that he did milah legamri? There's no chashash chosha de orcha. So, first of all, it's not pshat that he was muchrach to go with Klal Yisro. He might not had ishul chosha de orcha. He could stay where he wants to. If he wasn't, it's not pshat that he had to go with them. That would take care of the chosha de orcha issue. Also, there's end off with there's this teretz that the Shitas Re'im is Ben Noach. Bnei Noach are not mitzvah in v'chayvahem. Not mitzvah in v'chayvahem. So that means they're mechuyev limsor atmam. If there's a mitzvah, b'makom sakana, they're mechuyev limsor atmam lemisa because there's no v'chayvahem. So they want to say so. So by Yisro, so since there was a mitzvah, even though it's makom sakana, since he didn't do geiris, yes, he's still Ben Noach. So that's why he had to. That's why he wasn't worried for the sakana by Mila. He wasn't worried. That's one of the pshatim. L'chora, I think it's difficult to be sovel. L'chora, by Yisro's Mila, there was no mitzvah here. He's not from Bnei Keturah. The fetus pshat that we're saying in Rashi, it's only Osam Shisha. It's not Yisro is not chayv in Bnei Keturah. He's also not from Bnei Avraham who were chayv Mila. So Shailon the Achronim, if the Tzivah before Mount Torah to mitzvah Bnei Avraham to do Mila, to Shailon if that's Dafka Bnei Avraham or all Bnei Noach. If it's only Bnei Avraham, so Yisro didn't have a tzivah. If it's probably Noach, so we're good. So he has a mitzvah, and he doesn't have to worry about, and he didn't have to worry about the sakana. Mechuyev limsor atmam for the mitzvah. If it's only Bnei Avraham, so Yisro is not from Bnei Avraham, so l'chora, what's the mitzvah here? There's no reason to put yourself in sakana if there's no mitzvah. Also, we spoke before about Avraham Avinu, Himol Yimol, that you need a bar milah, someone who's mahol to do milah. So he asked, have Avraham Avinu do milah to himself? So one of the teirutzim was Maral Diskant, amongst others, said that Gitov Yad Boin Keachas. B'shas Mila, he himself becomes a mohul. He has a shame mohul to be able to do Mila to himself. And Maral Diskant Miyashiv the fee that was Pshav Yichad Yisro Shehev Recher Chal B'Saros. He did Mila to himself. How can he do Mila to himself? He wasn't Barmo. Gitov Yad Boin Keachas. Yisro had a shame mohul to b'shas Mila to be able to do Mila. L'chora. I don't know, maybe yeah, maybe no, but if he had a shame Yisroel, that he's called a mohul, b'shas mila, l'chora so too l'gabi the din of v'chai b'hem, I don't know if it's so pashut that he has a din of, right before the mila, has a din of ben noach, that he's mechuyiv limtzor asmo l'misa, like a ben noach. Actually, the same way that he has a shame mohul, to be able to do mila, so too, he already has a din Yisroel, b'shas mila, that he's not mechuyiv limtzor asmo l'misa, adrava, he has to be choshesh for v'chai b'hem. How does that work? Like a bit of a chai b'hem. Does he have din of benoch or din Yisrael b'shas milo that he has to be worried about the sakana or he doesn't have to worry about the sakana? You have to cheshbon that out. Think about if this pshat will work. If he has to be moshe asmal, if he has a moshe asmal misa and doesn't have a chai b'hem, or yitaka say have a chai b'hem because like a Yisrael, because b'shas milo he already has a din of Yisrael already as he's getting ready to do milo.
Okay.
Right. Let's do that. Yes, we're going to do that.